Okay, okay. I would agree. Our national security is the very identity of yours. But don't forget that I'm not one of those stupid senators who prefer my country's interests to yours in exchange for I don't know what. They betray their own country. I am not into that.
There you go again. Maybe they aren't stupid. By the way, you were among the same traitors until a few years ago.
I am not a traitor. I was not under oath at the time.
I want to make you a good offer. You know, you don't have a prime minister. I can serve as your prime minister secretly, just as I was a prime minister for Bush and many others. Look, we are not two countries. We are one. One parliamentary state. You are the president of the White House, and I am the prime minister of America.
That was not a funny joke. This is a republic of which I am president, and that is me. Your country is a parliamentary state whose president holds a ceremonial role, and it's the prime minister who calls the shots.
That is me. And if you still don't know the reality, I should say it's your own damn problem. It's not impossible to control educated presidents. It's a bit difficult, though. Congress... And, well, of course.
Don't start again. Let's get down to business. See, we've got some problems. We need to take serious measures against China and Russia. Iran and Syria are other problems that we're facing. And as for the Middle East peace talks, we've got serious decisions to make.
The first and foremost issue for Israel's security is controlling Iran. Their foreign minister is in Geneva now, and I am worried.
Don't worry about Iran at all. A hotline has already been established to have direct talks with them. Jack Sullivan and William Burns have entered negotiations with them directly.
I know, in Oman. But I believe this process is giving them an opportunity to finalize their projects.
Finalize what? Are you really afraid of an Iranian bomb?
Oh yes. Hell yes. I am worried about that. The people of my country are worried. The mothers of my country dream of long-range Iranian missiles that are carrying nuclear warheads headed for their homes. That's the nightmare of my country's innocent children.
Look, I'm ready to get emotional, but on camera, not here. Well, it's got to be worth it. The Iranians have not made an attack on any nation for at least 300 years, nor have they started any war. Besides, their prestige is intertwined with their ideology. Their leader says that their school of thought does not allow them to use such a weapon. How do I address the public opinion then?
Well, that's a game they are playing. They didn't launch an attack against any nation because they didn't have the power to do it. The US itself has almost been everywhere, and it's used nuclear weapons at least twice, hasn't it? I did not include the depleted bombs it used in Iraq and Afghanistan.
In that case, your powerful country should also sign the NPT.
Say what? You mean Sullivan and Burns are making a deal over the issue, aren't they? Oh, no one can ever trust you. We must always keep an eye on you. Then a bunch of fools come forward and call this snooping on American officials. Stupid idiots. You're making dangerous deals with the Iranians. Little Luther, such comments are within parallel 37.
Hey, come on! In 2007, the one who gave the sanctions regime to Congress was me, wasn't it? At the time, I was the senator for the state of Illinois.
But now that it's working, you're gonna bring it to a halt.
What is working? I know the Iranians quite well. If you pressure them more than a certain limit, the same people who are smiling at us now will go as far as nuclear tests. Then you and your people will not need to act roles anymore because you will really have to worry about it. This is the power of my diplomacy, which shouldn't be neutralized. Otherwise, you will suffer more than anyone else. And that will be because you have betrayed your own people.
Don't threaten me. You understand? I don't want this string to be torn, but you must make more serious threats. Otherwise, I mean, if you make proper threats, you won't have to take action. Until the end of this story over whose closing chapter we are divided, you should not move your finger from the trigger. You should keep the threat of military action on the table for Iran, and you must stick to it forever. By the way, why didn't you use the word country instead of people?
Because we need to talk about your country too.
If a nigger becomes president, he is still a nigger. What's the matter? Your heart goes out to them?
I didn't mean anything. I just meant that we should give a territory to the Palestinians under a deal between you and them. A tiny territory. What do you think?
I don't want to discuss that. All right. Someone needs to see you. It's related to the issue you just mentioned.
Who?
A friend, don't worry. Don't forget our meeting. Same time, same place. I would also like to see Sullivan and Burns.